Hello, and welcome to Flying Higher, a weekly internet radio show hosted by Gina E. Jones, founder of Seeing the Light Productions and author of Flying Between Heaven and Earth. Every Sunday, Gina and her special guests share with listeners around the world various ways to lighten up and raise their vibration and their consciousness so that they may be of service to others. Flying Higher is a unique, enlightening program that inspires us all to new altitudes, high above the turbulence of our limiting beliefs and the dark storms of negativity that can cloud our daily lives. Flying Higher highlights the efforts of conscious people that are empowering individuals with universal knowledge and spiritual tools, allowing us to fly higher as we speed toward the divine cosmic plan for Earth in the year 2012. For more information about Flying Higher and our upcoming guests, please visit www.flying-higher.com. For more information about the host of Flying Higher, Gina E. Jones, and to order her spiritually thought-provoking and inspiring book, Flying Between Heaven and Earth, please go to www.flyingbetweenheavenandearth.com. Well, welcome again, everyone. My name is Karen Stone, and tonight I'm sitting in for Gina E. Jones as her guest host. Gina is off, hopefully, celebrating her birthday tonight, and I would like to take this opportunity to wish her a fabulous beginning to her new year. Have a great evening, Gina. We miss you, and we're glad that you'll be back with us next week. I am delighted to introduce to you our guest for tonight, Dr. Joyce Reynolds. She is an internationally known motivator of one or a thousand. Dr. Reynolds has a long and wonderful list of accolades. She is a graduate of the Arthur Ford International Academy, where she received her bachelor degree in humanistic parapsychology. She is also a graduate of the Institute of Religious Science in Los Angeles, where she studied science of mind. She also has received an honorary doctorate degree through the University of Metaphysics, and more recently earned her Master of Divinity degree through the Universal Brotherhood University. As an international lecturer and seminar leader for numerous Fortune 500 companies, hospitals, and churches, Joyce presents dynamic courses to help individuals and corporations achieve their highest potential. She is also the author of The Energy Connection, which is in its fourth printing. Tonight, Joyce will be talking with us about the answer to the question, what in the world is going on? Joyce, I am absolutely delighted to welcome you to Flying Higher.
Oh, thank you so much, Karen. It is just my delight to be here. Thank you. Yes, it is interesting to say what in the world is going on, and it's all pretty exciting, isn't it?
I really think it's an exciting time.
It's a very exciting time, and each year that we get closer to 2012, it just gets even more exciting. I talk about so often in my lectures about how we all worried that the world was going to come to an end in 2000 when we hit that mark, and people thought the computers were going to be blowing up and all sorts of hazardous things were going to happen, and that didn't happen, but the world did come to an end as we once knew it. And it was the beginning from 2000 to 2012 that we started seeing these changes. At first, it was gradual, and we would see that our manifestations, our thoughts would create faster. We got some sort of an idea about energy and vibration, and of course, I've been talking about that since 1986 in my book, but everything speeded up. We're so aware today that our thoughts, our feelings, our perceptions, our ideas are creating in our world, and that we are the creator, or as you say it, as the co-creative life coach, the co-creator in your life. That's what you do to help other people. Well, I do the same thing.
That's right. And before we jump full steam into tonight's topic. I know that we have listeners out there, and we would love to invite you to join us by calling in. If you have a question for Joyce, please call the following toll-free numbers. If you're in the U.S., you can dial 877-876-5227. And if you are in Canada, you can dial 888-810-8322. There is also a direct line if you can't get through on the toll-free numbers, and that number is 530-876-3222. And Joyce would be delighted to entertain your comments and questions. And now we're going to get back to talking about this great topic.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, as you and I know, that everything is vibration, everything is energy. Of course, that's the name of my book, The Energy Connection. And if anybody's looking for that, my name is spelled R-E-N-N-O-L-D-S. But The Energy Connection, or the energy, is what we're primarily talking about today, because everything is always in a state of flux. Everything is energy. I'm energy, you're energy, my whole world consists of energy, and I'm molding this energy by my thoughts, my feelings, my perceptions, and my ideas. Now, as I get loftier thoughts, and as I began to recognize and acknowledge my spirituality, and that there is one power and one mind in the universe, and I can call that one mind infinite mind, I can call it spirit, I can call it the universe, I can call it God, Buddha, Allah, we can call it whatever we want to call it, but when we recognize that power in our life, Karen, and I know you know this, that we begin to activate that power in such a loving and wonderful way that we began to move in a more positive way so that we can create the ideas, the desires of our heart, and allow the universal law of attraction to draw those things to us. You know, we've been operating with that principle for a long, long time, but people really didn't understand it. And now we've come to that realization that we do become what we think about, which, of course, is the secret and isn't really a secret at all, because we've known it for years and years and years, centuries
right.
upon centuries.
That's
so
right.
Here we are, yes.
I was wondering, when you were talking about one power, one mind, and these seem to be all different names for the same source.
Yes.
And how do we actually align with and tap into that source so that we can utilize the energy?
Well, that's a wonderful question. Let me tell you how I did that. I was having a problem, a very severe problem with alcohol, and I write about this, this is some 30-some years ago, and I was into what we call self-will, self-will run riot, and I went through a death experience that I talk about in my book, The Energy Connection, and I realized that in order to tap into this power, that I had to let go of that smaller mind of mine, the little finite mind, the self-will run riot mind, the mind that wants to control everything, and tap into an infinite mind, to spirit, to God, to whatever we want to call it. I don't even think the power cares what you call it. And tap into that, and then begin to act and talk and walk and align oneself with that power, with that vibration, which is a vibration of love. It's a vibration of forgiveness. It's a vibration of thanksgiving. It's a higher vibration. And clear up the past from the anger, the hate, the resentments, all of those things, so that I'm vibrating at a lighter, freer frequency, so that
right.
I can activate that power in my life.
Well, how do you tell when you're actually aligned with the power? I mean, is it a
you
feeling?
Feel
is
good.
It a thought?
You feel
it
good.
Feels
there
good.
Is no resistance. Your thought becomes the experience almost immediately. In some cases, in other cases, you work with principle. By principle, I'm talking about working with the power of the spoken word, working with the power of the written word, working with the power of visualization or imaging, working with the feeling of feeling good. When you're in that place, then you feel a presence. I call it a presence, a power, an energy, a force within you, and that feels good. And you start to flow with that. You start to move with that. And there is no contrast of energy. The energy is just really flowing and moving. And you're manifesting, you're drawing to you through that law of attraction what you are desiring, what you are feeling. It doesn't always come right away. So sometimes, Karen, we have to just be in that wonderful feeling of expectation and gratitude, and then what we're desiring can come to us.
So it really is, the way that you've been describing this, it really is being in the flow and just kind of going with it? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it's being in that flow. And how do we get out of that flow? We get out of the flow by getting into our self-will, by getting angry, by lowering our vibrations, by gossiping, by judging, all of these things. And this is not an easy task for us to change, but we must change because that law of attraction is always working, and it's much more speedier today than it was 30 years ago because the vibration, the frequency has been raised, so there's so many more of us that are operating out of that frequency that we're going to have what we put out for. You put out for something good, and you get it. You put out for something you don't.
Well, you've talked about that there has been a speeding up.
Yes.
And that the ability to be able to create or manifest or to even experience well-being and being connected with Source, that has actually speeded up. And do you have a philosophy or a theory as to why that would be happening now?
Well, we moved into the new millennium. We moved out of the old age into what we call the new age. Mm-hmm. If we want to get into some esoteric teachings, we are vibrating at a higher vibration, closer to the non-physical energy. So non-physical energy, which is our angels, our guides, are those that are vibrating at higher frequencies. In fact, there are many people who are channeling in information, or we are spiritually being guided by spirit, so to speak, by these entities and energies. We're more in alignment with them. We're getting guidance. We're getting information from the heavenly hosts. The planet is the planet is in a wonderful place, and if we keep looking at what's wrong with the planet, we're going because what we focus on would take the planet into those places. But what we want to do is focus on what's right about the planet, and that the planet is getting better and better and better, and we will contribute that, and we will get that guidance and that help.
Well, I was very interested when you just said that the world is in a wonderful place. Because a lot of the things that we're seeing in the media, whether it's TV or seeing it in newspapers, magazines, whatever, is not painting this primary
picture. That's right.
Right.
Well, it's not painting that picture. Now, many people can say, well, I don't like what's going on. A war, I don't like what's going on. We don't like these things, but here's the kicker. Here's the thing: we have war because we see war. We have crime because we keep focusing on more and more crime. We have disease because we keep focusing on it. We know that what we focus on expands. It expands. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger. I know from my own lifestyle that when I take my focus off of something, that what I'm focusing on seems to dissolve and something else comes into my life. And let me just share a little story with you.
Sure.
I live on a beautiful lake, and last fall, it was around Halloween time, and it was late October, and I said, oh, you know, I live on this lake. I better be careful that I don't allow a snake to startle me, because if you live on a lake, you naturally have critters and snakes and things around you. And I said, oh, I better not talk about that, because I will create a snake.
Right.
And so three days later, I went to a shopping center, and I went into a department store to get my little grandson a gift, and I needed to use the ladies' room. Well, I walked into the ladies' room and went into one of the stalls, no less, and I looked down and I thought, oh, some kid brought a Halloween snake in here. And I was looking at that snake, and I was looking at it, and I thought, how unusual, a kid brought a snake into the bathroom. And then, Karen, I saw its head wiggle, and I saw its tongue come out, and I said, I'm out of here. And I left, and I said to the clerk, there's a snake in your bathroom. And she said, oh, sure. And I said, no, there is. Now, needless to say, I didn't shop anymore. It had startled me. And I got into my car, and I said, now, how did that happen? How did that happen? We are told that we set up a cause. It can be a random thought. It can be a focused thought. It can be a feeling, and that we will get an effect if we see the end result. I saw the end result of a snake startling me. Now, here's another thing that's very interesting. We always say you have to allow the universe to handle the details. Well, I spoke that snake into existence. Now, did that snake say from maybe this was a department store, so last July from some warehouse, oh, I think I'll get into a box of coats and be shipped to Atlanta, Georgia, to be in this department store bathroom when Joyce walks in? Or was there a snake in one of the boxes already that decided to come and join me in the bathroom because of my vibration pulled that snake in? You see, I don't know how the universe does it. I don't know.
That's right.
I do not know, but I know one other thing that it does. It handles details. And this is the one thing that most people cannot comprehend, because we are so used to controlling everything. We control, we try to fix it, we try to make it happen, and there is no more making it happen. Not anymore, Karen.
So we don't really, you say we don't make it happen.
We allow it to happen.
We start something in motion that creates an energy that then leads to somewhere, somehow, whatever it is that we want, or in this case, what you didn't want,
exactly,
to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Because the universe doesn't discern. The universe is always saying yes. Yes, 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 yes. You say I'm fat, the universe says you're fat. You say I'm wealthy, the universe says you're wealthy. We've heard that if you keep looking at debt, you're going to have more debt. If you turn,
right.
People say to me, but Joyce, how can I turn away from my debt? I gotta pay my debt. I keep looking at my debt. Well, you don't sit all day long looking at your debt and saying, I've got all this debt. You say,
right.
I have this debt. I have a plan to pay off this debt. I'm not going to think about it today because I don't owe a payment today, or I don't owe it. I'm going to start to feel like I am living debt-free. And then unexpected income comes in. Various things happen to you. You get a bonus where you work. You get something happens, and money starts to come in, or whatever it happens to be.
Aha. So if we just get out of the way and let things happen.
If we get out of the way, this doesn't mean that we don't get ourselves out.
I
love starting my day. I just love it. Usually the night before, I do what I call scripting, and I script out or write out my intentions for the next day, what I want to achieve, or the next week, or the next month. And I script it out, and I might script that that I intend, like tomorrow I have classes to teach, and I have appointments to to meet and so forth. So I will script that everything goes divinely on time, that I get to where, that I'm where I want to be, that I am open to communicating easily and effortlessly, that my speaking engagements are powerful, dynamic, and reach the soul of each person, et cetera, et cetera. Then
right.
Tomorrow I start out, I send the energy ahead. And the energy ahead makes the way clear so that what I'm putting out for, through the law of attraction, I create, I bring into my life. Now, I always say to people, let's live in the now. You know, let's live in the now. And they say, what do you mean, live in the now? Well, Karen, it's all we have is this moment. Think about that.
Well, it is.
It's what we have
right now. And I would like in just a moment to talk to you a little bit more about scripting and some of the other tools that you use. But I'd like to take just a moment to welcome those people who may have recently joined us on the air.
All right, let's do it.
You are listening to Flying Higher on BBS Radio Late Night. Flying Higher is hosted by Gina E. Jones, the founder of Seeing the Light Productions and author of Flying Between Heaven and Earth. If you have just joined us, we are speaking tonight with Dr. Joyce Reynolds, and I am Karen Stone. I am sitting in for Gina tonight. She will be back on the show next week. Also, for those of you that have just tuned in, if you would like to call in with a question, we would love to hear from you, and here are the toll-free numbers. If you're in the U.S., please call 877-876-5227. If you are in Canada, please dial 888-810-8322. And once again, we would be delighted to speak with you. And as I said, our guest tonight is Dr. Joyce Reynolds, motivator of one or a thousand. And we are talking about some very interesting and exciting things. So, Joyce, I would like to say hello again.
Hello.
Right before the station break, we were talking about scripting, which is one of the tools that you use to send energy forward.
Yes.
And yet at the same time, we were talking about living in the now.
Yes.
How do we reconcile those two?
Well, when we say that we're living in the now, let us understand that right now I am creating. And I am creating through my thoughts and my feelings and my what's going on inside of me, how I view my world. I am creating. Now, I can live in the past and bring the thoughts of the past into this moment. Maybe people have had dysfunctional families. Maybe they've had divorces. Maybe they've lost jobs. I can sit here and think about a dysfunctional family or a lost job or whatever. Well, if I'm doing that, I'm creating in the now, I will create more of what I've already had. Maybe not in the same way, but pretty much if I've had lost a job before and I keep thinking about it, I may get a new job, but I will lose that job. I will have a problem with it. My thoughts of yesterday are creating my experiences today. And if I'm thinking about the past in a negative way, I will recreate negativity. My thoughts of today, the way that I view myself today, will create my experiences of tomorrow, next week, next year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years from now. What I am doing is I am ever creating. We are always creating. We cannot stop creating because this is the way the universe works. It is a working universe. It is not a universe that settles down and does nothing.
Right.
Everything is changing. Everything is moving. We're going here in Atlanta into the most gorgeous springtime.
I heard
on the news that there was snow other places. Every Easter is different here. This happens to be Easter Day, Easter Sunday. Every Easter is different. We were talking about it being hot last year and cold the year before. You see, nothing is the same. Nothing. There are no two voice tones exactly the same. There are no two fingerprints exactly as the same. We are different. We are individual expressions, but we live in this world that is a world that we are at one with, but we are all different. And that's what's so wonderful that I really celebrate about life, that I have the opportunity to choose today how I want my life to go. And I can choose it I can direct it in a myriad of ways. I can script, which is getting myself a journal, and an empty journal, a nice journal. And I'm going to dedicate the first page, and I'm going to say, I dedicate these decrees, statements of truth, affirmations, prayers, whatever, to, you know, whatever I want to put down there, to experiencing greater love, spiritual understanding, prosperity and abundance in my life now. And I always use the word now. And then I sign my name, or you sign your name and you put the date. And then you start to write, and you write on a regular basis. And you'll write about your life. You'll write about your script about your family life. Create it the way you want it. Your career. You'll script about your spiritual unfoldment. You script about finances. And if you're in your own business, profit. Nobody ever thinks to script about profit. You script
right.
about health and well-being. You script about these things. In other words, you write, divine right action is taking place in my life and my affairs now. My income doubles or triples easily and effortlessly. I pay all my bills on time with more to spare and share. I'm in the right and perfect career. This career is seeking me as much as I am seeking it. Maybe you haven't found it yet. Or maybe you want to travel. I travel the world. I'm an international traveler and motivator, or international speaker and motivator. Maybe that's what they want to become. That's what I did.
Right.
I wrote it down, and here I am doing exactly what I put down.
One of my favorite ones is because actually I probably have no control issues whatsoever, but just in case I might have some I'm not aware of, I always remind myself to say, I now joyfully accept income from unexpected sources.
Yes.
Because that means
yes.
that I get to be surprised.
Exactly. Oh, so that's wonderful. And I know you're scripting. I know you do this. I know
that. Oh, yes.
The power of the written word. And then the power of the spoken word is another one that is so important, because the power of the spoken word is watch the words we say. We might ask for something, and in the next moment, we're saying it's not here yet. And what
right.
have we just done? We've just
pushed it right back away.
We've pushed it away.
Yeah.
So we have to watch. Now, I know that if you gossip about somebody, you'll be gossiped about. I know that if you tear somebody down, you'll be torn down. I know
right.
that what you put out there with your words is going to come back to you. I know you can bless somebody, and when you bless somebody, you're bringing in the divine presence, the energy, the power of God in their life, or the power of Source. If you cuss or curse somebody, you are doing that also. We have choices all day long. And we're always making choices, and the choices are always going to show up as a result in our life.
Right. Well, I did have one question that I was hoping you could bring a little more clarity for me on this. When we were talking about the snake example,
yes.
Now, I remember you said that you had the fear or the thought about there being a snake around the lake. But then you caught yourself and said, oh, I don't want to think about that.
That's correct.
And is there some way that when we realize that we have put a thought out that may not be the highest thought that we want to have, that we can defocus from that thought and refocus on another thought?
Well, yes, we can. You know, I was just on the web, and I went into www.switchwords.com, an old ancient book that was written some time ago. And we can say delete, we can say cancel, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it it's going to cancel or delete it. Sometimes we have to walk it through. Whatever it happens to be, we can change our vibrational frequency. We can change it so that we know it's going to happen. There are times where I've set things up and I thought, well, I'm going to see the end results of this, but I'm not going to react to it. I'm going to respond to through it. I'm going to move through it. I think if we do something like this, let it go. Don't go back and what did I do or how did I do it. Just realize I did it, and I'm just going to be more careful about what I think and what I put out for. But anything based on fear draws it to you. You know, that is so evident. That which I fear the most, I have attracted to me. And
fear
is
a very powerful energy.
Oh, fear is so powerful. It is so very, very powerful. And it is such an attracting energy. I have worked in prisons, and I remember that I was talking about the law of visualization, the power of visualization.
Right.
And this was a maximum security prison that I was speaking in. And I talked about how we visualize something and we don't intend to really act it out. But it gets acted out. And I was ready to leave. I was going through this maze where this attorney who took me in, who was showing me the way to get into the prison and had set the prison talk up, and the inmates were running after me saying, please, please tell me more about the law of visualization, about the power of the imagination.
Wow.
I never intended to murder. I never intended to kill. I played the film. I played it over, they said, in my mind over and over again, but thinking I would never do that, and I did.
Wow.
So it's powerful stuff.
Powerful, very
powerful
stuff,
Karen. Yeah. You know, I really believe that one of the reasons that we talk about the secret being the law of attraction and we become what we think about, really believe that one of the reasons that this was kept such a secret with the Essenes, with the Egyptians, with the Hermetics, with all of that from the past was because I think in one way the avant-garde up there felt like the masses could use this destructively more and not always positively. And in my studies, I have seen that and felt that, and I think there's something to that too. Because
we think we're ready now,
and I think we're ready now. I think this is all that's going on with the spiritual change on our planet is just absolutely marvelous. It's the divine. It is. What is happening, which is absolutely perfect for what's going on right now. And we do want to turn away from the negative, and we want to focus on peace. I really believe this thing of peace starts within our own selves. This is where it starts. It starts with ourselves, finding that presence, that power, that energy, that love, that God force, that creative power within you, understanding that we have the little finite mind and that source God is the infinite mind, and aligning with that mind, and then we have the infinite mind of God working with us. That mind is all intelligence. That mind is omnipresent, present everywhere, omniscient. It is in everything. It is so powerful that we live in the essence of God. We live in the essence of God. And anything that is not, that looks negative, is really the focus of the opposite of God. I believe that we have this power in us all the time,
time,
and that we can use this power, but I believe that we are the ones who fall away from the power and get into that self-will run riot.
We were talking about that we can start with ourselves.
Yes.
Now, how do we discern what it is that is the next right step, or what we could be doing, or what if
we're supposed to do yet?
Right.
People come to me and say, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. What am I supposed to do? Well,
right.
You're supposed to enjoy life. Everybody has talents, abilities, time, and a mind. And it does. We do not have to go out to save the world. We do not have to be. We're living in a world of fame right now. Everybody wants to be famous, and I think that's because we have so much, we have movies and it's radio, and we have television and DVDs and all of these things. But whatever we do, the smallest thing, helping somebody else, feeding the poor, only looking at it as something you're doing abundantly, not as something poor. Doing whatever you do in a way of seeing more abundance coming, even teaching a Sunday school class, these are things that can give you fulfillment. These are things that can make you feel good. Painting a picture, serving, helping at the Special Olympics. I work with the Special Olympics from time to time, and I love it. I just love it. It's giving of your time, your talents, your abilities, and oddly enough, the way the universe works is there's a universal banking system, and somehow money just seems to come to you when you're doing what you love to do.
Well, I'll tell you what.
And we all need money. Or what we need, I should say. Yes.
Right. Well, I'd like to talk about that a little bit after we get back from this next station break. And I would like to welcome anyone who's just tuned in. You are listening to Flying Higher. And Flying Higher is hosted by Gina E. Jones, the founder of Seeing the Light Productions and author of Flying Between Heaven and Earth. I'm Karen Stone, and I'm sitting in tonight for Gina, who is hopefully out having a great time celebrating her birthday, and she will be returning to the show next week. Our guest tonight is Dr. Joyce Reynolds, motivator of one or a thousand, and we are having a great time talking about a variety of things under the topic, what in the world is going on? If you'd like to learn more about Joyce, book an appearance with her, or purchase her book, The Energy Connection, you can visit her website at www.joycereynolds, and that is RENNOLDS.com. And once again, I'd like to welcome you back. And Joyce, you were talking about, right before the break, about various ways that we can personally access the energy of creating, and by taking care of our own personal world, then being in a space to help with what's going on planetarily.
Yes.
And I'd like to find out a little bit more about other techniques that you suggest people use in order to tap into their own power and their connection to source.
Well, there's one thing that I forgot, and I do want to go on to talking about some vision boards and so forth, but one of the things that I really recommend to people to do is to write out a description of themselves, to reinvent themselves. You can't go back and find something that never was there. So the important thing is to write in your scripting book a new, brand new image of yourself. I am, using the word I am, a powerful, dynamic a woman. I live out of integrity. I come from a place of using my talents and my abilities to help others. And you would just write the kind of person that you wanted to become. You may be not that person yet, but this is the person that you were becoming. So as you begin to become that person, then you will be raising up your vibrations. You will affirm that you are forgiving, that you are forgiven, that you are grateful. You will start to raise your vibration. And as you raise your vibration, it is just natural for us to tap into loftier ideas. It's just natural for us to want to serve. It's natural for us to move forward, move upward into the vibration of love, unconditional love. When we're in that unconditional love, the only thing that we need to do is be love. If we are in a loving state of loving ourselves and being love, this love radiates out This is where you get the parking spaces. This is where you move through traffic easily and effortlessly. This is where you go through customs, and for some reason you don't have to take off your shoes. This
That's
is
right.
Where...
I like that one.
It is. It's where your vibration is resonating at the highest level, and you're healing. You're a person who has a healing energy that just radiates out from you. It's a comforting energy. It's just so very, very powerful. And so this is one of the things that one of the ways in which we get there is by scripting and becoming the person that we want to become, and forgiving and being forgiven and releasing and letting go of the past, and then just pulling in all these new ideas, stretching our minds when it hurts, just to bring in new ideas. And then once we do this, we can do our vision boards, which our vision boards are the way that I recommend them today is go down to one of the dollar stores and buy some of this hot colored paper. They come in a pack, and what it does, and then glue on your pictures, maybe one of home and the house you want, and maybe the car you want on it, another one for your own health of eating healthy food, working out, a picture of you slender with your face on it, maybe another one with happy family. You get about six of these, so I do about six at one time. Now those hot colors just force that right, that color just knocks it on the door of the subconscious mind, and those thoughts and those images and just go right into that unconscious mind, and pretty soon you're manifesting all of those vision boards. Now here's another thing that's very important about vision boards. We look at the vision boards. We keep them up for a period of time. I would say anywhere from 6 weeks to 3 months, but I don't even keep mine up but a couple of weeks, because as soon as they have gone into that subconscious mind, you want them out of the way, because otherwise you're saying they're not here yet. They're not here yet.
Oh, okay.
So you release it into the subconscious mind, and now you're walking around just expecting the best, and you forget about what you've had on your treasure boards or vision boards or mind maps, as we also call them. And pretty soon you're on that cruise, or you're driving that Mercedes, or you're in that new job, and you go back to your vision boards and you say, oh my gosh, look what happened. I have everything on it. I have met people who have come to my seminars, and I'll say, how's it going? And they'll say, oh, remember I was at your seminar 2 years ago and I did a vision board. And I'll say, well, how did it work out? And they'll say, well, I'm still waiting. And I'll say, you're still waiting? Do you still have the board up? Oh, yes. And I'll say, put the board away. Put it under your bed. Now the idea isn't to put it under the bed and that's going to make it manifest. Put it under the bed to get it out of the way, in the closet, somewhere where you don't see it, so that it is released. And now give thanks that it is done.
Oh, see, I'd never thought of the fact that if you keep it around for too long, that it becomes an affirmation that you don't have it yet.
Exactly, it does.
Oh,
it
that's
does.
Great.
And
yeah.
So the sooner I put mine in my, I have a large bathroom with a big tub, and I use my steam shower, so I put it around the tub when I'm putting on my makeup and dressing in the morning, and it 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and they're down again, and I just they start to appear almost immediately. But I've been doing them for some 30 years now, so
right.
and let me say something else that's very important, Karen, is people will script and people will do vision boards and people will do these things, and then they stop. They wonder why all the good stops. You got to keep the energy rolling. You got to keep it going. You got to keep your vibration up. And in a world that we live in where we're bombarded with negativity, it really takes practicing the presence. It really takes scripting, using visualization, using vision boards, working with the power of the spoken word to be able to accomplish all of the high, lofty goals that we all desire. And we will accomplish them. Anything we want,
right,
we can have.
Well, I can tell you one thing that I think you would probably have on your vision board if I were to see it, because you definitely exemplify this in the world, and when I've had the opportunity to be in your presence, which is just always such a joy, is that you must have the word or a picture of being energetic and energy somewhere, because you are so full of energy. And I want to know, how do you do this?
It's tapping into the universal energy. It is tapping into it. It is, we have what is called chakras, and I talk about that in my book. We have the seven chakras, and then the crown chakra opens up into enlightenment, and then we have other chakras or spiritual centers above that. And when we tap in and have these chakras open, the energy just flows through us. And we do not get tired. As you know, I stand up and I talk for hours and I don't use notes, and I just have the information and it just comes in. And it is not by my power but by the power of the universe that I'm doing this.
Wow. And I was wondering, when you made the mention of, you know, doing what you love and things will follow.
Yes.
That is part of that for you because you do what you love?
Oh, yes, I do what I love. But it's very interesting. Many people know Bob Proctor from the narrator of The Secret. I started out with Bob Proctor as my teacher back, I'm going to say it's probably 40 years ago, at the Earl Nightingale Communications here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Right.
And Bob had me write down on a goal sheet my goal, and I wrote down international speaker and motivator. And at that particular time, Karen, these words that I speak today were like cotton in my mouth. I was not a speaker as such, and certainly not about all of the stuff that I talk about today, but I dared to write it down. And then he said, write a description of it. And then he said to put down a workable plan, if you knew a workable plan, and then to work your plan. Well, my workable plan was to do affirmations, to start scripting on a regular basis, because I didn't know how I would get there. And certainly Bob and I had become really colleagues now. And Bob went his way and I went my way, and both of us doing very, very fine things. And it's interesting because I thank him for that. That's been a very, very long, long time ago. But I wrote that goal down, and here I am traveling all over the world. And I moved into the ministerial, New Thought Ministerial, so I speak at Unity and also Religious Science and Science of Mind churches and the Spiritual Living Center here in Atlanta and many, many places, as well as hospitals and then companies, corporations, business, and industry.
Well, I know that you love to travel, and I didn't know if you were going to be in any other parts of the country coming up anytime soon.
Well, I'm planning an international trip, and I just haven't put down, I haven't been able to get with my travel agent to the person at the company that that does my trips to see where we are going. But I take usually two international trips a year, and I take a group of people, those that want to go with me, and we just always have a wonderful time. We do meditations on the beach if we're at the beach. We've been to Morocco. We've been to China. We've been to Phuket before the tsunami hit there.
Right.
I've been to Thailand, Egypt. I spent a lot of time in Egypt, in Romania, spoke all over Romania, up in the Alps and Timisoara.
Wow.
Just everywhere. London, of course, several times. And then, of course, there's want to recognize the Temple of Light in Jamaica, in Kingston, that I've spoke at many times. And that's a religious science church, Science of Mind church. And so I stay pretty busy, yes.
I would say so. Well, I wanted to ask you, we have several minutes left, and I wanted to ask you about any general positive focused affirmations that you might recommend that some of our listeners work with?
Well, yes. Affirmations, I just happen to have a list of them here. And it's the way it goes, isn't it? Affirmations,
yes.
Statements of truth, decrees to use with the power of the spoken word, written word, and visualization. And I just typed these up not too long ago. Here's one that's wonderful. I am always in the divine flow, attracting to me that which is for my highest and greater good. Now, when we say that, we're just aligning ourselves with that flow and with attracting good into our life. Another one is, I am a powerful being of light. You know, we do have a light body, and the higher we vibrate in this frequency, the greater is our light. I see only good in my world. Now, if I see only good in my world, I'm going to attract good.
Right.
And I live in the now. My thoughts of today are the experiences of the future. I hold positive, powerful thoughts today. Now, what more could we do with that? And
wow.
Now, how about
that
this one?
That feels so good when you
Doesn't
see it.
I expect
yes.
the best, and I get the best. I'm taking vocal lessons now. I have a wonderful vocal teacher. I'm always into something. And we had a wonderful seminar a week ago, and one of the women there that was singing, and she wants to go on Broadway, I had gone to a rehearsal, and she said, my vocal teacher, David Mashburn, asked, how did it go? And she said, I always try to expect the worst so that if I get the best, I'm surprised.
Whoa.
And we just dropped our jaws and said, and where did you come in? How did it go? She said, I came in third. Now, she could have expected the best, and she probably would have come in first.
That's right.
See, we get
wow.
what we put out for. We get what we put out for. Expect the best, and we get it. How about this one? This is a great one.
Okay.
I'm a money magnet. I'm a money magnet. I attract opportunity to me to create more and more money into my life on a regular basis. Now, everybody can attract money into their life. They can. And you say, but I don't think so. Yes, we can. It's a consciousness. We are the magnet that draws these things to us. Now, I don't want people calling in and saying she's just about money, because you can say, I attract travel into my life, and if you need money, the money will show up. If not, travel will show up. You see, it's not about money, but it is about having what you want, and if it means money comes in, money comes in. It can come in some other way as well. Are you with me there?
I am absolutely here. One thing I was thinking is, you're talking about receiving.
Yes.
And we were talking a little bit earlier on about being able to give, but now you're talking about being in a space to receive.
That's
now,
right. Now, that is another principle that I guess I just did not go into, and let me talk a little bit about that.
Please.
There is a law
yes.
called giving and receiving. If I give of my talents, I'm going to get talents. I'm going to get money back. If I give of my compliments, I generally give compliments back. If I give of my mind, I can get money back, or I can get something else back. I am always going to receive when I give. There will be something that will come back to me. If I tithe my money and give money, I usually get money. If I give a compliment, I usually get compliments. If I give small gifts or large gifts, doesn't matter, I get gifts. I don't necessarily get them from who I give them to. I get them from the universe. I never look to see who's giving them to me. It's the universe that's giving them to me. Now, as I give, I must open up, though, to allow this money or this gift or whatever it is to come into me. I have a universal banking system out there that if I were to get into my allowing state or my receiving state, I probably would have way more coming into me. I probably would not, it isn't even probably, I would have, and so would you, and so would so many others, just have
right.
so much coming to us. But we have to allow it. We have to bring it back to us. It's very interesting. A lot of this deals with the solar plexus and the heart energy. The solar
right.
plexus sends it out, and the heart energy brings it back.
So I'm sitting here going, okay, I'm allowing.
And there's nothing wrong with saying that. That's a very
right.
good affirmation to say is, I am allowing.
Yeah.
The universe, you might want to say, the universe supports my creative ideas. I am clear and concise about what I want. And you might not be clear and concise about what you want when you say
right.
this affirmation. But clear and concise will come to you. I can feel it, I can smell it, and I can experience it in my senses and mind that what I want wants me. What I want wants me. You know, I have a lot of people looking for mates, husbands, wives, partners, and I always say to them, well, write out a list of what you want in somebody else. Write out that
right.
list, and then you become that. You
right.
become that. Because if you are angry and you are critical and you are judgmental, you will draw back to you somebody who has those exact traits.
Yes, that feels absolutely wonderful, doesn't it?
It
and
does.
And then you get to be
does.
This fabulous person yourself.
That's right. That's right.
So,
you know, we always want to think that we're living in the abundant flow. We want to think of good things just naturally come to me with ease and grace. Here are some of my favorite words. It comes to me with ease and grace, in a perfect way, under grace, easily and effortlessly, in divine timing. Now, those words, and as many others, Karen, will really
yes.
set us up so that easily and effortlessly this gets done. There's divine order in my office, so my office gets tidied up. Everything gets put in its place. I work under grace. Under grace is something that is very interesting. Grace is when cause and effect become one. Cause
oh,
and
okay.
effect is a law, a principle, but grace supersedes cause and effect. Grace is the divine operating in and through us in an instant. It's the car accident that doesn't happen. It is that special, special time when something just, there's a divine intervention, and I believe that that divine intervention comes into each and every one of us sometime in our life. That is grace.
Wow.
And grace, we do not have to say grace just comes from, it is just grace. It comes because of a vibration of love.
So we align with that. We invite grace into our lives, too.
We invite grace. Grace is always there. It's just that we fall, and this sounds like the old traditional, but we fall out of grace, which means we get into the negative.
Okay.
Grace is always there. Goodness is always there. Blessings are always there. Blessings are the divine. I have a habit of telling people, bless you. And it's amazing how many people in stores and clerks and restaurants will say, bless you back. They don't say back, but, well, bless you. So there's something so powerful and divine in that. We want to, or most of us would probably like to, live more in the vibration of love, unconditional love. And when we're in unconditional love, everything that we want will come to us. I say in my book, The Energy Connection, that where there is love, anything that is not love is dissolved. It has to be. It cannot stay.
Right.
If you have someone arguing or yelling at you, if you get into a place of love, you don't say anything, you just are love, they'll stop in the middle of the sentence and turn and walk away.
And that will diffuse whatever was going on.
It diffuses it. It diffuses it. It diffuses.
It's like turning on a light in a dark room.
Like that is exactly it. That's exactly it. Some of the others we want to say is, I attract the right and perfect people into my life to assist me in the accomplishments of my goals and desires. Just recently I went out and I bought myself a brand new Mercedes, and I chose to purchase this. I had 3 vision boards. I had one with a Jaguar, one with a Mercedes, and one with BMW. Now, I've been driving a BMW. Now, here's an illustration. Karen, I couldn't decide which I did. I put the vision boards away. I couldn't decide which one I wanted. I couldn't decide. Did I want the Jaguar one day? I wanted the Jaguar. The next day, I wanted the Mercedes. The next day, I wanted the BMW. Until I, about a week or two ago, I pulled out my vision boards to do a class, and I realized I had 3 different vision boards. I said, the reason that I don't have my car, because I had the money, I was ready to write the check. The reason I didn't have my car is I wasn't clear on what I wanted.
Right.
When I got clear on what I wanted, and I said, the universe supports me in finding this car, it took me 1 hour to buy the car. And then, because of affirming ease and grace, my title to the car came 5 days later. My license plates to the car came 5 days later. I needed to change my driver's license and renew it. I went into the Department of Transportation and walked out 15 minutes with my driver's license already renewed. Went in there at the right and perfect time. I didn't plan that. The universe handled the details. Usually it's a 2 or 3 hour wait. Everything in divine timing and divine order.
Well, I just wanted to know if you've gotten the dozen roses from the car salesman that sold a Mercedes in less than an hour.
Yeah, I did.
Because I'm sure he was delighted.
Well, you know, he wasn't a very... the one thing that they say is when I went in there and I said, I'm going to write a check for you, I said, and I want to buy a car, and I want to buy it within the hour, and I know what I want. And he said, well, you know, we don't make any money on without financing it. He said, you're really better off to finance. I said, I have a check to buy this car, and if you don't want this check, I'm going up the road. And I did exactly that and went up the road and found somebody who would take my check.
Oh, isn't
so
that
you
wild?
See, it is wild. Life is so wonderful and so interesting. And what we want to do is we want to become observers in this life. We want to see the unfoldment as we go into 2012 and see our new heaven and our new earth evolving. It's happening now.
Well, I tell you that I am so excited to have been able to spend this evening with you. It's always my pleasure when I get the chance to do that. And I am certainly delighted that you were able to come on the show tonight. And before I close, I wanted to find out how, once again, can people get in contact with you to book an appearance or to buy your book?
Well, they can email me at joyce@joycereynolds.com. And the Reynolds is spelled R-E-N-N-O-L-D-S. They can go to my website, which is www.joycereynolds.com, or they can just find all sorts of information if they just type in Joyce Reynolds, and my schedule will pop up, and my website will pop up, and all sorts of things. We just have to remember that the name is spelled R-E-N-N-O-L-D-S, and my first name is Joyce.
Well, Joyce, thank you so much for being our guest tonight, and this show has definitely been full of information and inspiration.
Well, and Karen, I appreciate you, and I appreciate you taking the time. You yourself are a seminar leader and a life coach, and you have so much going on also, and an author, so it's been an honor for me to have you interview me.
Thank you so much, and I'm sure that we will talk again very soon. And for our listeners out there, you've been listening to Flying Higher on BBS Radio Late Night. Flying Higher is hosted by Gina E. Jones, and she's the founder of Seeing the Light Productions and author of Flying Between Heaven and Earth. I wanted to give you a rundown of some of the guests that will be appearing on our upcoming shows. On April the 15th, that's next Sunday night, Dr. Susan Chomsky will be on the air with us, and she will be discussing how to use the law of attraction and get results.
Dr. Chomsky is a highly respected professional speaker, a doctor of divinity, and author of Divine Revelation, which is now in its 10th printing with Simon & Schuster. She's also written 4 other books, Exploring Meditation, Exploring Chakras, Exploring Auras, and Miracle Prayer. And she has practiced self-development discipline since 1967. So that's Dr. Susan Chomsky on April 15th. On April 22nd, we will be featuring Andy Mack and Jag Stewart. And they are the authors of several books about the Mayan calendar. They've been working with people for over 20 years as educators in the field of conscious awareness. And for the last 7 years, they have been digging for answers about the Mayan calendar, and they are going to share what they have found with us on April 22nd. On May 6th, Colin Tipping will be joining us. He is the creator of what has come to be recognized as the most powerful leading-edge technology for personal and spiritual growth today, radical forgiveness. And he is the acknowledged authority on the application of this technology to the healing of individuals, families, races, corporations, and communities. Colin has written 4 popular groundbreaking books, 1, Radical Forgiveness, the 2nd, A Radical Incarnation, his newest one, Spiritual Intelligence at Work, and then he has also written Radical Manifestation. And we're very much looking forward to talking to Colin on May 6th. And a little bit later in May, on May 20th, Shelley Yates will be on the show. Shelley is the founder and coordinator of a project called Fire the Grid. She will be talking about this project and how it's related to a surge of creation energy that will be occurring on the planet on July 17th of this year. That's July 17th, 2007, at 11:11 Greenwich Mean Time. She'll be speaking about her story of miracles and her knowledge of human energy potential and how all of us can participate in the Fire the Grid event and become ambassadors of light. Then on May 27th, we will be featuring Carol O'Connell. She is one of the nation's largest unity, she founded one of the nation's largest unity churches and was a senior minister there for over 20 years. And she is an exciting motivator of people. With humor and charm, she inspires her audience to expand their thinking, to feel more deeply, and to look at life from a higher point of view. She will be talking to us about the principles that she has put into her book called The Power of Choice. And she will be sharing tools with us, and we are absolutely delighted that she will be with us on May 27th. Well, that is it for tonight. Once again, you have been listening to Flying Higher. This is Karen Stone. I was your guest host for tonight. Gina Jones, the founder of this program, and your host will be returning next week. And as Gina would say, since time waits for no one, let's all start flying higher today. Thank you for listening, and thanks again to Dr. Joyce Reynolds, and have a good evening.